Because looks are everything. Get down.
The Autobright Direct Podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's Dale here. Mark and Kev are off. They're on their jollies. So we've got some different people in the room today. With me to my right, I've got Marky P.
Hello.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Dale. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Let's not get into this, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay.
And opposite me, I've got Mr. Nicholas Ford.
Hello, Dale. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well. How are you, Ned?
I'm all right, mate. I'm all right.
And our newest member of the detailing team, young Nathan.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you, Nathan?
Yeah, not bad, thank you.
How is it working with these two?
Be nice.
I don't want to get into that.
Okay, so because you're the newest member of our team, Nathan, well, the detailing team, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, yeah, my name's Nathan. I've been here for about 4.5 months now.
Liking it?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
4.5 months?
Yeah. It's been quick, aren't it? Yeah.
How's he doing, Mark?
Blimey. I didn't realise it was that long.
I had hair when it started.
I know. I had a beard.
No.
So,
Steve, well.
Okay, what's your main role here then, Nathan? What do you do with these guys?
I am one of the valeters here. So, obviously, the lads are the detailers. Obviously, yeah. I do the valeting side. Going on to the detailing, practicing now and then. Okay. Obviously, mainly doing the valeting.
So, Mark and Nick are taking you under their wing and giving you their detailing knowledge, are they?
Yeah.
Excellent. Are you liking it?
Yeah, I am enjoying it, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favourite product?
Ooh. Probably Magiseal.
Okay. Cool. Well, we'll catch up with you a bit later, Nathan.
We'll
do some quick fire questions, I think. Put you on the spot a little bit.
Sounds fun.
So, yeah, as I say, Mark Moss and Kev are on holiday, so I've dragged the detailing team up. This is just a quick mini cast. So let's talk about what you guys have been up to and what you've got planned. So what have you had in this week, Mark?
I thought you meant in life, then.
No, you're not that interesting.
Oh, thanks, Dale. All right.
Sorry.
Thank you. We've had a couple of jobs in this week. Well, more than a couple. A lot of single stage machine polishing. People seem to be bringing cars in and, you know, not going on holiday, which is fine by us.
Okay.
Doing a lot of ceramic coatings as well. Mm-hmm. Seems to be people are having the brand new cars and wanting them protected properly. Doing a lot of Yaris GRs, aren't we?
Yeah, we have. We've done a few of them, yeah.
We're on two or three now, and we've got another one booked in later on in the year, so.
And how's the calendar looking?
Full.
Very full.
For things like the big packages, like the single stages and ceramic coatings, we're looking around kind of, I think it's November, isn't it?
Let me just look at my calendar.
He's just looking at his calendar.
November.
Around November time.
Oh. But if the email in, we may be able to squeeze
an odd person we can always put people on like a waiting list. So if you take details, we can always have them on standby in case anybody does drop out, or obviously because, you know, COVID's still about and people are getting pinged and everything else. So there's always possibilities. But anything like exterior valets, interior valets, gold valets, anything like that, just get in touch and I'm sure we can fit you in somewhere.
Cool. So what about the training? I know we've had a couple of trainees in this week. How's that going?
Yet again, really busy, aren't we?
Yeah, really busy with training.
Since the whole COVID incident, I think there's a lot of people that have realised how therapeutic detailing is.
Yeah.
So obviously they want to learn from the masters.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Kev's not here to learn from.
So <he's> just,
hey,
you beat me to it.
Thanks, mate. So obviously there's me and Mark, and Nathan is doing bits of training, aren't you?
Yeah,
for us, mate?
Wasn't this week, yeah.
So we are kind of getting fully booked for the training aspect of it.
So if anyone's interested in our training packages, what sort of packages do we offer? If you go from like more basic ones up to more advanced, can you just give the listeners an idea of what we offer?
Yeah, so we basically work the training in days. So on our website, there are sort of three set packages. I think it's a foundation, intermediate and advanced. Foundation is a single day, intermediate is around 2 days, and the advanced is up to 4 days. Now, those set packages can be done as a set package, or we can tailor training to suit people, whatever they want to do. Like I say, we work it out in days. So if people tell us what they want to learn, what they want to know, we can sort of figure out how long that'll take, and then we can take it from there. So it doesn't have to be just, you know, a set course and we'll only teach you A, B and C. We can, you know, we can do whatever they need to do, really.
Cool.
So we can tailor it to the individual.
And we've also got the Back to Basics as well, what we do at weekends, haven't we?
We have.
Clive and Kev.
Yeah. So Clivey P.
So what are like common questions you get asked on these training courses for like someone who's a beginner? Maybe someone who's done a Back to Basics, but they want to go that little bit further and start some machine polishing. What are common questions you get asked?
It's usually about paint types, to be honest, because people obviously know a little bit about machining. And obviously they read different things on the internet and you know, and they watch videos and people are always saying, you know, paint types are harder, softer. So it people always kind of want to know what they're dealing with regards to paint. And unfortunately, we can't always give them a straight answer because paint types are so different and so varied. And you know, it's experience, really.
And Nick, what about common mistakes people make when they first starting out? What do you come across a lot of that? So people know what to look out for.
You can't say it's common mistakes. I think it's just like lack of experience, because obviously when I started and when Mark started many, many years ago for Mark, you would just do it the...
Whoa!
Whoa!
I'm just saying. Many, many years ago.
Oh, you are 50 this year, mate.
Wow.
You make it sound like I was valeting the orc. Was a tough job, though, that
was. I was going to say, come on. Yeah,
all them animals.
I bet the interior was messy.
It was.
Oh, yeah. Enough poo to shovel out.
Okay, carry on, Nick.
Poo by two by two.
Oh, bejesus. It's not like... The normal questions are that I get, like, pre-washing, do you actually need to do it? And like I always say to the trainees, yes, because the pre-wash is there to remove as much dirt as you can before you go to a contact wash. And the questions are, well, why can't you use TFR instead of citrus wash? And obviously TFR is really aggressive compared to citrus wash, which is all just citrus wash oils. And then they say, like, do you have to use citrus wash as well as snow foam? So it's just a basic question, because people sit there and they watch YouTube and they see people just using, for instance, citrus wash instead of snow foam, or they just use snow foam instead of citrus wash. So it's one of them where it's not...
just basics,
isn't it? It's just the basics. It's not...
You know, I mean, we always explain things the way we explain things.
Yeah.
And if people want to take that away and do it exactly the same, that's up to them. If they want to change it slightly, again... It's there, but we teach the way we teach, and you know, and we know it works because you know, we've been doing
here today doing this.
Well, yeah, you guys have been here since, you know, the beginning.
Before the arc.
Before the arc. No, it was just after. So you know, we give the advice that we give, and we advise people to do things, you know, the AD way, you know, and that's what we do.
Cool. So as of things changed for you, Nathan, since you started? Have you picked up loads of things? Because I know you used to like looking after your cars.
Yeah, I used to buy our products, yeah. Obviously, the more I got into it, the more knowledge I knew about the products, the more I learned what things to do, how to do things better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's things like that.
Cool.
Obviously, learning from the lads.
What car do you drive now?
Ford Focus.
Moving on.
Pity.
So, well, you're a Ford fanboy?
I do like the RSs, yeah.
Is yours an RS?
No, mine's standard. I've only been driving for like 10 months. Can't afford one, yeah.
Diesel.
Yep, and a diesel.
Okay, so while we're on you, Nathan, we'll do a couple of quick fire questions and then we'll get back to the detailing side.
Let's go then.
So let's find out a little bit about you. So ketchup or mayo?
Mayo.
Good lad.
Instant. So invisibility or super strength?
Oh, invisibility. Mm. I can just turn invisible and I can just... do whatever without anyone knowing.
All right, keep it clean.
Yeah, so, sounds a bit pervy. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Depends what mood I'm in.
What?
It's a definite yes.
No, pineapple does not belong on
meat
pizza.
Meat and fruit do not belong together.
Yeah, thank you.
I will eat it, but like I said, depends what mood I'm in.
Oh, meat and fruit, no. Cranberry sauce with turkey. Ugh. Apple sauce with pork.
See, no. Cranberry, yeah. With like gammon and beef and just all of it. Yeah, no, for me it's a must.
You're all wrong.
No, pineapple on pizza, I completely agree with. It should not be on a pizza. I don't know why anyone would invent something like
that. Meat and fruit should not go together. End of story.
Moving on. Okay, so Palmer Violet or Jelly Bean?
Ooh.
Palmer Violet, it smells nicer in my opinion.
Right. What about you guys?
Jelly Bean.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Mark Jellybean. I love the smell of Jellybean.
I'm going to have to go with Nathan, I think.
Palmer Violet. I do love the smell of Jellybean.
Okay, so you've told us what your first car is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is also your current car.
Yep.
Because you've only been driving 10 months. What's your dream car, if money was no object?
Ooh, if money was no object.
10 hours later.
If you say a Focus RS, I'm going to kick you.
I would love one of them, but no, probably a Range Rover SVR or Autobiography.
Mm. Very nice. Oh, what, something like a purple SVR?
No, not purple, no.
You'll be in Jill's good books when she hears this, then.
Not when he said not purple.
I know, yeah.
But nobody else is allowed to have a purple one now.
No, that's it, no.
That's it. If you turned up in a purple SVR, you...
I hope you enjoyed working here, Nathan.
Yeah.
Because that's you done. Okay. And finally, who's your favourite, Mark or Nick?
Whoa.
Yeah.
This got personal quick.
Do we need to pick one?
Yes, you do.
I do. I want to say neither, but...
You can say neither if you want.
I'll say neither.
Probably safer.
I'll say Kev.
To be honest, no, I kind of agree, Jeremy.
What, Kev's your favourite as well?
Kev's always been my favourite.
Oh, we know you want Kev's job.
No, I want Kev's job.
How would you fancy Nick as a boss, Mark?
It's been great working here, thanks.
Awesome.
Anyway, me and you just manage the detailing bay, and anyway, realistically now, don't we?
Yeah.
So... How are you guys finding working with the new snow foams? Talking about Palmer Violet and Jellybean.
Very good.
Very good, really. It's one of them when we were doing a couple of lives and people are worried about using them in the sunny weather and...
White cars
and...
Just usual concerns when you release a new product. You know, what's it going to do? Have you tested it? Will it do this? Can I do this? Will
I believe
it do
we
that?
Did do a video, didn't we, on
we
the
did.
White car?
Yeah, we did. We've done two videos now, haven't we?
Yeah. So they're all safe. They're all good. We wouldn't release something into the mass market if it was going to stay in white cars.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure mistakes have been made in the past by other people releasing similar products that, and way things are at the moment. You've got to test something thoroughly before you release it into market anyway. So
yeah, it's a bit common sense, isn't it, as well, with the weather conditions and other factors that go into it.
The good foams, just a bit of fun.
Do you prefer the two new ones and the custard one?
Careful. Don't forget custard's Cal's favourite.
No, listen, it's tricky. They are...
Can't beat a bit of custard, can you?
They are... I can't think what I'm going to say now. Again, I've had another one of them brain farts. Don't know what's going to come out. They're suitable for purpose. So, snow super foams are better for when the car's not as dirty, whereas Magifoam custard's better for if a car's dirtier. So, they serve different purposes.
Excellent.
Yes.
So, getting back to the training services then, we don't just train people on cars, do we, Nick? We've also trained a couple of people on how to clean motorcycles.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of detailers out there who, if they're not bikers themselves, they've got concerns when cleaning a motorcycle. So, we've had a couple of people in, haven't we?
Yes. Yeah, I'm the one that trains on kind of the motorbike side of things. Like Dale's just said, we do mm-hmm. motorbike.
Do.
We do train people on detailing and valeting of motorbikes. I have trained a couple of people. So detailing a motorbike is a little bit different than doing a car. It's mainly like cleaning a engine bay on a car. So obviously you've got to be gentle with them, turn the pressure down on your jet wash. If not, you're going to have to bring the jet wash away from the bike. Using super foam instead of the snow foam kind of situations. I prefer detailing a bike, over a car.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're saying that because Dale's here.
Shut up. because it's more, I don't know, it's more like in depth. There's more stuff you've got to.
I think maybe as well it's something different because we don't do loads of bikes, do we? We do the odd bikes, but we don't do loads. So I think sometimes it's something different to something nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
I would like to detail more bikes, if I'm honest.
It's always nice to get a couple of bikes in.
Yeah.
And obviously now with the new Extreme range coming out very soon,
yes,
we'll have dedicated products for bikes.
Oh, yes.
What was that? Sorry, was that a name plug then?
I did say the Extreme range.
Ah, nice.
So we've got, six new products coming out in this range.
Oh, nice.
Dedicated for bikes, motorbikes, anything extreme.
Yeah.
So, that'll be good.
I have used them. They work very, very well.
Yeah, we've been testing for a while now, and obviously Nige from TaylorMade Detailing has been testing him with us, working along with us, helping us out with them. So yeah, it's going to be a exciting range.
It's going to be good. I can't wait for them. I just want some more motorbikes. If anyone's got any motorbikes that wants detailing, by all means, give us an email.
Yeah, and where do the email in, Nick?
Detailingteamad@gmail.com.
Excellent.
Or give us a phone call. I don't know what the phone number is, though.
01782-315-632.
Thank you there to my colleague, Mr. Marky P.
Well done, Mark. Excellent. So, you guys got anything you want to bring to the table? Anything, any news? Anything you want to share, talk about? Nick's looking really puzzled, scratching his head here.
Yeah. I really want to tell him about the new products I've been playing with, but I can't.
Right. How are you finding these podcasts, Nathan? Do you listen to them?
I used to, before I worked here, yeah, I used to listen to them.
Did you?
I used to work in a warehouse doing windows. So obviously, put my headphones in and listen to your podcasts.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
He's making all the right noises, isn't he?
Touching story.
He's doing well. Lad, checks in the post.
Well, we're going to keep this brief because obviously it's our mini-sode. So I think it's that time.
Is it that time?
It's that time.
Is it that time?
It's that time.
Go on then.
Talking Pants.
Well, this will be a different episode of Talking Pants with you three, won't it? I mean, I think we've been talking pants for the last 15 minutes, to be fair.
Mark's dead excited for this, aren't
I am.
I believe, Mark, we haven't had a dad joke, have we, for a while?
Whoa.
But first, we need a pant fact.
We do. And I have just the one for you.
Okay, is it clean? Unlike?
Steady.
Well, yeah, it is clean, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is, you know. Got Wi-Fi blocker on anyway, haven't we? So it's got to be clean.
That's what she said.
That's if the Wi-Fi works.
No, it is working. So here we go. A nice, interesting underwear fact for you. Women didn't wear underwear until much later than men. It was long considered inappropriate for them to wear anything in between their legs. Instead, 19th century women wore heavy petticoats to prevent cold breezes from blowing up their skirts. And that's why they rode side saddle on a horse.
Mm.
There you go.
No one likes a draft.
No.
So, yeah. Is that just the one fact then?
Would you like more?
No, one's fine.
Would you like me to? Would you like?
I thought
me to
you were a fountain of knowledge when it comes to pant
would
facts.
Would you like me to fill you with another pant fact?
Have you got one?
I'll give you one more. So King Tut is short for Tutankhamun, the Egyptian leader who ruled from ages 9 to 18 and was buried with 145 pairs of underwear.
Wow. I don't think I've even ever owned 145 pairs of underwear.
That's a big sarcophagus, that is. 145 pairs of pants.
That was a big word for me. What was that word again?
Sarcophagus.
Yeah.
That's what they used
to
bury.
How many pairs of pants have you got, Nick? Two? Three?
At the minute, because I'm moving out, it's one.
Or you're just boxed up.
Yeah. Turn them inside out, turn them back inside out, upside down, you know. Come commando.
It goes home every night to find out that there's nothing there.
It is.
Less than there was the day before.
I mean, I woke up this morning to make a morning brew, goes into the kitchen.
There's no kettle. She's not packed the kettle.
The kettle's not there. There's no coffee.
That's the last thing you pack, isn't it?
Literally walked in the kitchen, like, do, and I went, there's no kettle. Oh, I'm going straight to work then. Came work and had a morning brew at work.
Didn't make me one. What's happened to my morning brews? You used to make me a brew in the morning, Nick.
I'm busy. I'm very busy.
You're working on Kev's car.
I know.
What's going on with Kev's car?
A lot of work, if I'm honest.
I saw you polishing it with an angle grinder yesterday.
Yeah, using the angle grinder to separate something that wouldn't come loose for me. So I'm doing bottom arms, track rod ends,
right,
tie ends.
That's enough, no one cares.
Basically, just repairing the front end.
Right, cool.
Because he hit a pothole, and it kind of broke a lot of things. Can't see it from my house.
Pretty much. So, have we got any dad jokes, Mark? While we're on talking pants?
Yeah, I can slip one in.
That's what she said.
Hey!
Whoop, whoop. 10 hours later.
Nathan, wake up.
I'm just trying to find.
I know, yeah.
Just trying to find a good one.
That's what she said. Oh, come on.
Take your time.
Now.
I've ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know.
that's whatever.
Oh, I don't get that.
Is that it?
Jesus.
Chicken and an egg. You know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? So I've ordered one from Amazon. Oh, I'll let you know.
Oh, when you have to explain it.
It's bad when you have to explain it, isn't it?
Don't you just love it?
That was for Nathan's benefit.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Hold on. So, is that it, guys? We're going to keep this brief, aren't we, I think? And
another Pam fact. Keep it brief. Like what you did there. Well done. Yeah.
I can't wait for Mark and Kev come back. I really can't. I didn't think I'd say
it. I'm off now.
I've got a dad joke.
I've really missed you guys in this podcast.
I'm afraid for the calendar. Its days are numbered. No?
Okay, so touching on what we've talked about, if anyone wants to get in touch for any information on training services or detailing services or valeting services, how do they get in touch with us, guys?
So they can email us, detailingteamad@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
They can contact us via Facebook.
Yep.
And they can also give us a call.
Oh, I meant, let me get the number.
Well, or if they're local. The shop. Exactly.
Yeah. What's the number now?
01782-315-632.
Excellent. And our receptionist, Sophie, will pass you through to the relevant department.
She will indeed.
Okay, so are we done?
I think so.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us, making this mini-sode entertaining.
It was fun.
Was it?
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, nice and short. Yeah.
That's what she said.
That's what Nathan is.
That's what Nathan is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Short jokes.
At least, you know, everyone will enjoy this podcast. Well, because we're in it.
I hope you've enjoyed this one, guys. Mark and Kev will be back to, tomorrow. They won't be back tomorrow. They're still on holiday. They'll be back
soon.
Kev will be back next week. Mark will be back the week after. And I think that'll be the next lengthy episode. Maybe another mini-sode in between next week when Kev's here. And then we'll get back to the full-length ones when Mark's back. So thanks for joining us, guys. It's been a pleasure. And we'll catch you on the next one.
See you later.
Bye.
See
ya.
Tune in next time to the Autobrite Direct podcast.
Because looks are everything. Get down.